This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former FBI Director James Comey on Sunday acknowledged a Justice Department Inspector General report identified real sloppiness, his words, in the surveillance of a former Trump campaign aide. He said he was wrong to have been overconfident about how the Russia investigation was handled. But Comey also insisted he was right to feel some measure of vindication because the report did not find evidence for the most sensational of U.S. President Donald Trump's claims, including that he, the president, had been wiretapped and illegally spied on, and that the FBI had committed treason in investigating ties between Russia and his 2016 campaign. Remember how we got here, Comey said in an interview on Fox News. The FBI was accused of criminal misconduct. He continues, remember, I was going to jail and lots of other people were going to jail. Comey admitted the inspector general did find significant mistakes, and that is nothing to sneeze at, he added. But he said the American people were given false information about the FBI. He said, it is not political. It is flawed. After 2 weeks of negotiation in Madrid on tackling global warming, delegates from almost 200 nations passed declarations calling for greater ambition in cutting planet-heating greenhouse gases and in helping poor countries that are suffering the effects of climate change. It postponed until next year a key decision on how to regulate global carbon markets. Carbon markets put a price on emission of carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas, and allows countries or companies to trade emissions permits that can be steadily reduced, encouraging the uptake of low-emission technologies. They'll meet again next year in Glasgow, Scotland. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com from the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C. This is VOA News. Fighting in Libya continued over the weekend after Khalifa Haftar, Libya's de facto eastern leader, announced what he called a final assault on the western capital, Tripoli. Analysts say Libya is stuck in a standoff, with neither side having a significant military advantage or recognizing the other as legitimate. Haftar supporters are saying Tripoli fighters are extremist militias, while in Tripoli, locals and officials say Haftar's is a strongman who aims to be a new Libyan dictator. China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented today, December 15th, the State Council's Customs Tariffs Commission said on Sunday, after the two countries agreed a Phase 1 trade deal on Friday. The statement was issued on the websites of government departments, including China's finance ministry, as well as by state media outlets such as Xinhua. China hopes, on the basis of equality and mutual respect, to work with the United States to properly resolve each other's core concerns and promote the stable development of U.S.-China economic and trade relations, the statement added. The Office of the UN's top human rights official is urging India to scrap its new Citizenship Amendment Act, which it says discriminates against Muslims. A Muslim political party, along with lawyers and rights groups, have challenged the law in India's Supreme Court, arguing that it violates the country's secular constitution. The UN Human Rights Office says it hopes the justices will consider whether the law is compatible with India's international human rights obligations. Tens of thousands of people, many with fish-shaped posters, packed Rome's Piazza San Giovanni as parts of a new grassroots movement known as the Sardines against League's leader Matteo Salvini's politics. And clashes sparked between police and protesters on the street of Beirut Saturday night, after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protest was attacked for the second time in a week. Hundreds of protesters, including women, had gathered outside the parliament before several people attacked the rally, prompting security forces to fire tear gas to push them back. The clashes then spread to streets surrounding the camp, engulfing the area with smoke from the tear gas. Earlier, police fired tear gas to chase away a group of men thought to be affiliated with Shiite Amal and Hezbollah, who attacked the main base of the anti-government protesters in downtown Beirut. And 16 deaths have now been confirmed. Two bodies remain missing in New Zealand after recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.